B-Pod Studios.
Everybody ready? Come on.
WNKS, WNKS, HD1, Charlotte. This is the legendary Friday morning free-for-all. The best weekend kickoff in the Queen City. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1 and always on the Kiss 95.1 app.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 to hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Bria. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
From your studios in Southend, it's the Manny, Roy, and Lorette Morning Show featuring our satellite studio on Ballantyne, which is a closet inside the chateau known as Lorette's house.
You know, we legit have a satellite studio in Uptown. We should probably check on it. We haven't been in there in a while.
Yeah,
right.
The best thing about the satellite studio at the Epicenter in Uptown was that our key that opened up the building here opened up that studio.
Yeah.
And, like, if you were ever up there partying, you could just go and lay on the couch for a little while.
Yeah, sleep it off.
And chill out, yeah. It is the legendary Friday free-for-all. We are doing throwback hits all morning long through 10 a.m. The only show in town doing that. If you want to get your name on the radio, we love doing the shout-outs on Friday. Let us know where you're at, what you got going on, what song you'd like to hear.
Maybe what school you going to today?
Yep.
Let's kick things off, though. Let's do Move Along.
Oh, you want to do Move Along?
Is that what now we're doing?
No, we could. I also got Love Me, Love Me by Shaggy and Janet in the chamber. Whatever you want to do, bud.
No. I don't want to hear
definitely
Shaggy.
Definitely told us that Move Along was pulled up.
All right.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
If I could just find a woman to talk to me like that just once in my life, I'd be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Shaggy, Janet. It's Kiss 95.1, legendary Friday free-for-all playing throwbacks all morning long. The only station doing it.
704 texts in, says, hey, guys, I recently got a new job teaching kindergarten. I'm waking up every day at 5:30. I've been a longtime listener for about 4 years, but this is the first time I've ever been up early enough to hear you guys on the air at 6.
Hang on. You get a white girl woo.
Go ahead. White girl woo.
Yeah.
Get you a cup of coffee.
Out of boob.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Loren, what are you going to do for this person?
I'll just whip out a boob.
Oh, okay.
Because you're just so excited.
Whip out a boob. You should have never said that.
I should have never recorded that
into history. Anyway, they say, love you guys. Happy Friday. Love you back. Happy Friday.
We got Nick in Gastonia checking in here on the Manny Boy of the Red Morning Show, legendary Friday free-for-all.
Feel free to drop your check-ins. We love shouting you guys out like we're in the club on Friday morning at the free-for-all. 704-570-9595. Roy, your day in 30 seconds. Go ahead.
So yesterday, my dad sent me a real estate contract because I am a licensed broker, and he wanted me to look at it because he was thinking about selling a property.
Mm-hmm.
And I called him. I didn't get back to him quick enough. And I called him. I was like, hey, listen, this is like a weird napkin deal. Don't do it. There's not enough protections. There's contradictory statements in here. This is awful. And then he goes, yeah, that's exactly what your sister said, who's also a real estate agent. And I'm like, you had dueling kids. Like, what if I came back and said, love it, best deal ever?
Yeah, who would you go with?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I then, like, couldn't get past that. I was like, well, why'd you go to her? You didn't trust my opinion?
That's funny. I love that. There's an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David when the doctor tells him to go get this medicine, and he goes to the pharmacist, and the pharmacist goes, that's good, but this is a better medicine.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, but the doctor wants me to take that one. He goes, no, I understand. He goes, but medicine's my life, and I'm telling you, this is a better one. And Larry's torn on who to go with.
Yeah, doctor or pharmacist.
Right.
So I was I was glad that my sister agreed with my professional opinion, but I was like, what if we had very different opinions?
That's funny. What about you, Ren? What did you do yesterday?
So I spent the afternoon trying to teach everyone in the house how to take care of baby Jax, because at some point I need to leave the chateau and come back to work. So, Dallas takes care of the baby like in the morning for a little bit, but nobody truly knows how to take care of the baby. Like if you ask Dallas how much grape water to give the baby if he's fussy, or how much, you know, gas medicine or even how many ounces the baby takes in a bottle. They would have no idea in this house.
Oh, that's concerning. You know, do they know that you have a full-time job you have to go back right. to at some point?
Right. So I spent the afternoon trying to teach everybody and putting a Word document together on baby gets between 5 and 6 ounces at every feeding. And these are the medicines that you can give for these reasons.
Virtual
and the
learning.
Amounts. Yeah, pretty much.
She's using cannabis to teach her family.
I know. Loren's going to come back to the studio, and then during commercial, she'll be on Zooms teaching. And
100%. Yeah.
You know what, Loren? Just go ahead and do it. Hire 2 pairs. Just get 2 of them and come back to work.
It's easy to say because I was telling my wife, I'm like, I think Loren's coming back. And she goes, wow. And then she goes, well, she does have an au pair and a husband who works from home. And I was like, yeah, but it's different. It's different.
I mean, it's still hard to juggle. And
oh, absolutely.
Elena's not technically infant certified, so.
Yeah. Right. But we won't say that on the air when we go on. Because we don't want anybody to feel like you're leaving your baby in unsafe practices. Tell Dana to get your mom to get back here.
Well, Dallas can help with the baby, you know, until, like, his busy stuff starts.
Yeah.
Then I'm typically, we'll be home at that point. So hopefully we can juggle it. But
okay. My day in 30 is very quick. I just want to give a shout out to our hometown corporate headquarters, Lowe's. You guys are amazing. We had a refrigerator and we had an issue with it. And we were just outside our warranty by like a week. And normally companies would be like, sorry, you're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Lowe's took care of it. They sent us a check and we're getting a new refrigerator. And I just want to shout out everybody who's going into the Lowe's corporate this morning. Thank you for doing great work, you guys.
Well, because of you and that wonderful experience that you had, when I got my dryer from Lowe's, I made sure I bought the warranty.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Let's check in with some people. Text in at 803, leaving tomorrow for Cancun.
Lucky.
Can y'all play a vacation song? Happy Friday.
How are they leaving for Cancun? I thought we couldn't travel.
I thought all the borders were closed.
I don't know. I've seen a couple people go to Mexico.
Hey,
on social media.
803, did you know there's a pandemic? COVID-19.
Honestly, 803, we're just jelly.
No, I was telling Sterling yesterday, I said, you know, screw this damn virus. We're going somewhere.
Oh, wow. Jump in the suitcase. You can go to Cancun, Roy. All right. They want a vacation song?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I feel like I'm in Cancun right now with this song.
Can I get a passport?
Can I get a pina colada? 803 heading off to Cancun, wanted a vacation song. Every club is going to be playing this.
Hopefully.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Maney, Roy, and Loren morning show on a legendary free-for-all morning.
Playing your throwback hits all morning long.
Extra vibes, though, 3-day weekend for a lot of people as we head into Labor Day.
And now, although it is the unofficial end of summer, we could still have a good time, party it up. It's supposed to be hot, humid this weekend. Also, check in with this Texas studio. Let us know what you're doing on this Friday.
704-570-9595. That's the number that Kristen called. She's on line 6. She says there's an issue at her job, Loren. Right. What happens when someone says they're leaving their job and then they don't leave, but you've already thrown the party for them and stuff? So Kristen wants to know. Plus, there's another underlining issue, and she's not happy about it. We'll talk to her.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
On the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Ren, when we played that, Timbaland and Nelly, Give It To Me. You said you hadn't heard that song in a long time.
Oh my gosh, I love that song.
That's what the legendary Friday free-for-all is all about, playing the throwback hits that get you in a mood for a 3-day weekend.
All right, let's talk with Kristen and Charlotte. Welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kristen.
Kristen, are you there?
Oh, hi, guys.
Oh, hi. You know what? I bet you had mute on.
I had mute on.
Happens to me all the time. I'm like talking, and I'm like, oh, they can't hear me.
I was so excited, too.
All right, Kristen, what's going on? How can we help you this morning?
You guys, so at work, I've got this coworker, and she just got engaged. And she was going to move to Georgia. She's our assistant manager. We threw this big going away party for her. I bought decorations. She was on her way to Georgia. She was leaving. And then she broke up with her fiance. And 2 days later, just shows up back at work. So here's my problem. I was the one that was taking over her job.
Oh.
And I was supposed to be the new assistant manager. I was getting a raise. And she just came back. And our manager is like, great. And
it's like an episode of The Office. It's like if Dwight left The Office and Steve Carell was like, yeah, you're. And I think that did happen on multiple episodes.
Oh. Yes. And I like, and no one's saying anything. And I mean, my question is like, is it okay for her to just get her job back? Am I supposed to say something? I don't know what to do.
Ooh, this is stinky.
I'm just so pissed.
You got to stand up for yourself, Kristen, for sure. If your manager told you and said, hey, like, move your things into her office if she has an office, or did you start working on your what it was going to be like in your new role?
Yes.
Then
I have,
yes.
Like, all of my stuff set up to take over her desk. I brought it in, and then I was so pumped. And
yeah, be like, hey, listen, job ain't available. This is my job.
I don't know. I mean, do you ask them to move her into another position? Or, I mean, the boss would probably want you to move to a different position.
Yeah, our company is so small, too. There's, like, no one, there's no HR person to talk to.
Okay.
I would tell the boss, I would say, hey, listen, this is really unfair. I understand that, we'll just call her Margaret. When Margaret moved away, I was ready to take her position. We already started working on it. Is it more money?
Yeah.
Oh, did I for sure? I would be throwing the biggest stink.
You've already allocated some of that money.
Yeah.
You moved your stuff into her office, and now she's back. They either have to, you'll have to split the position, or she's going to have to, I mean, she left. You threw a party for her, Kristen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
See, this is kind of the BS that women go through in the workplace, because right now, like, I would think a company has already allocated for one person's salary to be cut. Mm-hmm. And now what happens if she goes back to the boss and she's like, hey, this isn't fair. And the boss has to choose one or the other during COVID when every company is making downsizing and.
Yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
On Kiss 95.1, we are the Mandy Roy and the Ray Morning Show. But real quick, Kristen's got to go to work, which is the place where she's having issues.
just to recap, if you're just joining us, Kristen came on about 10 minutes ago and said that she took the position at her job after someone was moving out of state. They realized that they weren't going to move. They threw her a goodbye party, and then she showed back up on Monday of this week, and the boss gave her position back. There was a raise that came with it too, right, Kristen?
Yeah, there's a $2 an hour raise.
Yeah.
That's huge.
So it affects you financially, and this week, a lot of people are texting, and we didn't ask it, but this week, have your duties been mixed between the new position and your old position?
Well, I'm kind of just stuck in this limbo where I'm doing all of my old job and responsibilities. I'm not really doing her stuff yet because she's there doing it. Mm. I was planning on it.
Okay. So,
Kristen, would you be okay with your raise but keeping your old job?
Answer yes. Mean, heck yeah. You keep the money.
Yeah. I would definitely be okay. But, you know, I want to start moving forward in my career.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, real quick, there's people on hold. Let's give everybody a chance to say hi.
All right, let's talk with Chris and Monroe. What do you want to say to Kristen?
So I feel like the employee, the one that's coming back should start from the bottom again, because one works hard for what they want, and it's not going to be fair that, you know, that person was leaving and they decide to come back and try to take the position again.
Totally agree, Chris. I left radio. Yeah. I left radio to go do 911 for a year. And when I went back to my old program director and I said, hey, can I have my show back? Mm. That didn't work out.
No.
You know what I had to do? Part-time board hopping, minimum wage. I had to start from the bottom.
I get that, but Roy, you were gone for an actual long time.
I know.
Or 6 months. This person's been gone for 48 hours.
That's true, too. Q.
Life's not fair.
Q of Fort Mill, you're on with Mandy Moore on the Rand. What do you want to say to Kristen?
Good morning. I would tell her to just forget it. Go ahead to your old job while you're looking for something else, because if they did it once, they'll do it again. The boss was totally wrong. Once they took that person out that job, they should have left them out that job. That was unfair.
Yeah, can you imagine, Q? Kristen, let me get this straight. Like, you guys threw the party for her a week ago, saying goodbye.
Yeah, on Friday, and then she came back Monday.
After you'd been told you were taking her position, moving your stuff into her office, and she's like, not so fast.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
And she knew.
Okay, thanks, Q. All right. A lot of people are on hold. We can't get to everyone, but basically they're saying you need to go to the manager and have an honest conversation, and a lot of text messages are coming in and saying at least hold firm with your raise.
Stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
You right?
Yeah. I like that. I'll talk to the manager.
Well, listen, before you get in, it's the legendary Friday free-for-all where we play throwback hits. How about this? We'll play Ja Rule Living It Up, because you just got that $2 raise and you ain't giving up that money. Okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Most bizarre things people caught their roommates doing, and I do at least 3 of them, which is really shocking. So if you have ever caught a roommate doing something bizarre, give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. We saw this off of BuzzFeed. So this person says, my roommate showers in the dark while sitting on a milk crate. Now, I don't sit on a milk crate, but I love showering in the dark. It's very relaxing.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think that's that weird.
Right? Thank you.
When you say the dark, you mean full dark?
Like the lights are off.
How do you see where the soap and shampoo and stuff are?
Well, if it's on the weekend and it's the morning, then it's the perfect time to be showering in the dark. But I used to not like to have all the lights on when I woke up to come do the show. And so I would, to ease into waking up, I would still shower in the pitch black dark. And I knew the first thing on the far left was the shampoo. The thing beside that was conditioner. The thing beside that was body wash.
Do you ever fall back asleep in the shower? Because I feel like that's a move I would do.
Yes. Sometimes I took like a 10 minute nap in the shower. I do, you guys know, I do like 30 minute showers.
Standing
you think I'm
up.
Just, well, I would sometimes lean against the wall and let the water hit me and relax. That's such a weird thing that I used to do. I don't do it anymore. My roommate could not finish a jar of salsa to save her life. If you open up our refrigerator, there's 7 half open jars of salsa, and y'all, that's me. Like I can't finish salsa to save my.
Why would you open up a new jar? Is it just because the new jar is fresher?
Yeah, and I get freaked out about the other ones. Probably it's nasty.
So why not throw it away?
Well, I will throw it away. But I've never finished an entire jar of salsa. Because salsa is one of the things like I want, and then I don't want it for a good period of time. Like, I'm not always eating salsa.
That's how I am with bags of lettuce. Like, I can only eat the like bagged salad the day I open it, and then I have to throw away the rest of the bag because it skeeves me out.
Yeah, same. On BuzzFeed, someone said, I lived with my friend who I learned that he likes to pee outside. He just stands on the patio and pees off of it. I'm from the Blue Ridge Mountains. Like, it's just ingrained in me that that's what you do.
Yeah, but, like, after drinking a little bit late at night.
No, there's been a couple times I have a really nice privacy fence in the backyard.
You're talking about, like, right in the day you would?
I don't know. I don't want to say anything more.
Yes, you're incriminating yourself, and I'm okay with that. 704-570-9595. You could text us. You could call us. What's the strange behavior you remember or you can recall a roommate doing while you live together?
All right, let's talk with Brock in Huntersville. Brock, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Good morning.
Good morning. So you caught your roommate doing what?
Oh, man, I used to have a roommate who would have a touchdown phone call with his mom every night. He's a real nice guy. But he put his mom on speakerphone after he got out of the shower, and she'd ask him about his shower. Like, you wash under your hair, you wash your chin, you wash your feet, you wash your butt. Like, other than that, the dude's really cool. I came with the Panthers game together, had a good time, clean. Like, he always washed his dishes. But I wanted to ask him, like, first off, why are you talking to your mom every night on speaker? And then second, why is she asking you about your shower, man? What was that about?
That is weird.
Was that just one time, or was that something that she would always do? Like, he would shower, call her, and then she would follow up on how it went?
Yeah, the nightly check-in. Like, you know, you write down in your diary, like, dear diary, tonight I talked to my mom. She made sure I washed under my armpit.
He must have had an issue keeping clean growing up. And his mom now makes sure that he keeps clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he got sapatosis at camp one year. You never know. I'll ever hear about that.
But I like that Brock was says that he was never, like, weird in any other way. That guy was closeted with some other weird stuff. If his mom's going through the play-by-play on his shower, on speaker,
yeah,
Brock, you have no idea what else that roommate was doing. I hate to tell you. Thanks, dude. Thanks for the call. That's my thought. I mean, come on.
I agree with you. You should check his room. Jason in Spartanburg, welcome to the Manny Roy and Loren show.
Yeah. How you doing, guys?
Hey, Jason. We appreciate you calling in, bud. Tell us what your roommate used to do.
Yeah, I used to walk into his room because he would invite me in to, so we could eat dinner or whatever. And he used to eat his toenails as a snack.
No.
Ew.
Every night. Every single night he'd eat them. He took his toenails and eat them as a snack.
Oh, he's joking.
Did you ever ask him about that?
I swear. Yeah, and he said that his dad used to do it, and he just thought it was protein.
So he would swallow. Because I have the habit of, I don't ever use a nail clipper, Loren, or like a scissor. I tear my nails.
Disgusting, too.
And I put them in my mouth sometimes, and I'll chew them, but I don't swallow them, Jason. But now that you're saying there's protein, maybe I'm doing it wrong.
There's no protein in your nails. Come on. It's not a chicken.
No protein.
It's dead cells.
No.
Look, I'm doing it now for Roy.
No! Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
And I just because my this one nail needed to be cut anyway. I just put
and
it in my mouth.
And he spits them out on the floor, so there's like a ton of toenails under where he sits.
Oh,
Disgusting. You haven't been here since March. No. You have
I don't
no
need
idea
to be
what
there
I do.
To know what's no. there.
Jason, I apologize. I got to go yell at Loren.
Jason hung up because that's how stupid this show is. You just ate toenails on the radio. You're so disgusting.
I'm not eating it. I'm
chewing
it.
It's in your mouth. I see it in your mouth.
His roommate ate them and swallowed them. I don't. Loren's right. I'll spit them out in the garbage can over there.
You do not spit them in the garbage can.
You don't. And you are strange. Get it out of your mouth.
There are a couple on the floor.
Yeah, because of you.
Okay.
Oh, I was shocked. Like, that shook me when I saw you.
Sorry. 704 sent a text message and said that their roommate never ever closed their door when they slept at night. They were afraid to close their door. They left it open.
Okay.
I would think it's the opposite. Like, if you lived with someone, you'd want your door closed so you have privacy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think.
Yeah.
All right. We got to get to the legendary Friday Free For All throwback hits. You're chewing your toe, your nail. Stop.
Ew.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I got to know, Roy, would you be into underwear with a very popular face on it? Did you hear about this?
No. What face would be on it?
Joe Exotic. He's launching Tiger King undies with his face on the crotch.
He's not a handsome person.
Oh, Roy.
Don't tell him that.
Yeah. He's releasing a cheeky line of leopard print underwear for men and women with his face on the crotch.
Like, that is just, that just goes to show you how narcissistic he is. Like, he wouldn't just release a line. He had to put his face on the crotch.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Dubbed the financially recovered cheetah boxer brief. The super soft peach skin boxers are made 100% of cotton to keep you stylish and secure.
Isn't he in jail? Like, how's he doing all this in jail? He must really trust that husband of his that I'm shocked is still with him.
And by the way, it's for men and women. You can get matching ones for
unisex?
You and Dal.
Is it unisex underwear?
I think there's a men and women's line.
Oh. The answer is no. I wouldn't wear a Joe Exotic underwear.
Oh, come on. You're no fun.
He reminds me of a cartoon character. You know who else is a person that reminds me of a cartoon character? Dog the Bounty Hunter. That dude just looks like a cartoon character to me.
They're just such big personalities. They have that caricature feel to them.
Yeah.
Well, because they were on the big billboards and stuff.
Well, but even the way they dress.
Yeah, here I'm showing Roy.
It's the way they think of themselves.
Yeah.
The boxer brief. It's leopard print Loren for the man. You know, and it's a tight boxer brief, and then the woman is like a bikini. And his head is in the middle of both. We'll post this up at kiss951.com so you can go have a look at it there. Joe Exotic launching the Tiger King underwear with his face on the crotch for men and women. And then Carol Baskin's on Dancing with the Stars, so you got a full Tiger King fall coming.
Listen, they got famous. Might as well cash in on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ride the train as long as you can.
Oh, by the way, the full color sublimination print ensures that Joe's face won't fade after repeated washing. So that's good.
Oh, good.
Yeah. $24 for men, $21 for women.
Okay.
Kiss951.com.
All right, we got to get to Can't Beat Loren, free tier one for a year. She has 19 wins. It's coming up in five.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Marta in Charlotte up against Loren.
Hey.
All right, Marta, let's see if you're smarter than Loren.
All right, Loren, get on out.
All right. I'm going.
By the way, he rehearsed that off the air.
I said nobody steal my line.
Oh, okay. All right, Marta, she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are finally cohabitating in their California home they bought back in October. They met on what NBC singing competition?
The Voice.
Queen Elizabeth eats hamburgers with a knife and fork. Would you expect anything less? It also was reported that she never steps foot in the kitchen. Queen Elizabeth is the queen of what country?
England.
Question three, Selena Gomez fans can finally get their hands on her first beauty line. This billionaire Jenner also has a beauty line. Who is that?
Kylie.
Question four, Derek Hough is returning to Dancing with the Stars. Meanwhile, former longtime host Tom Bergeron has thrown some shade on the show. What network does the show air on?
ABC.
Question five. Jennifer Lopez and her fiance A-Rod recently pulled out of buying this New York baseball team. Three?
The Yankees.
Two, one. Okay. Come on in, Rim.
All right.
All right. Marta got four correct.
All right, Loren, the pressure's on a Friday. Good job, Marta. Here we go. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are finally cohabitating in their California home that they bought together back in October. They met on what NBC singing competition?
The Voice.
1-1.
Queen Elizabeth eats hamburgers with
a knife and fork, don't you know? Plus, I never go in the kitchen.
Meaning you cannot pass up an opportunity to do the queen.
I did last time, but Queen Elizabeth's the queen of what country?
England.
2-2.
Selena Gomez fans can finally get their hands on her first beauty line. This billionaire Jenner also has a beauty line. Which Jenner is that?
Kylie.
3-3.
And Derek Hough is returning to Dancing with the Stars. Meanwhile, former longtime host Tom Bergeron has thrown shade at the show. What network does that show air on, Loren? You're great with networks.
I'm not normally, but it's on the one network that I love, and it's ABC. Like, everything I watch is on ABC.
4-4.
Let's see how you do with this one, Smarty Pants. J-Lo and A-Rod recently pulled out of buying this New York baseball team.
The New York Mets.
That's not what she said.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, Marta unfortunately. Unfortunately, Marta said the Yankees. Final score 5-4. Loren, you got 20 wins.
Marta, I'm sorry.
Hey, it's all right. I tried. I'm not smarter than Loren.
I'm Marta, and I'm not smarter than Loren. It writes itself, you guys. Have a great
Thanks
weekend.
Thanks for playing, Marta.
She's off, Loren. You beat her, and now she goes away. But we got to get more throwback music, Marta. Don't go anywhere. The Legendary Friday Free-for-All continues with music.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I mentioned yesterday, we kind of ran out of time and we didn't hear from you guys about it, but I'm sure there's a ton of moms out there and maybe even some dads who can join in the conversation of dads were left with the kids. And then what happened when mom got home? She found what? I told the story yesterday, Loren, how I was in charge of my daughter, my son, and a couple friends of his.
Yep.
And they wanted ice pops. And it was so hot out on Monday, I gave them ice pops. And then, like, Ruby's at the age now at two where she wants to run around with the seven-year-olds, and they're really, really nice to her. They pay attention to her. So we were in my garage, and then she kind of walked out of the garage with the kids, and they were off in the cul-de-sac hanging out. And I was, like, keeping an eye on them, and then all of a sudden I looked, and they weren't there. And they all had grape ice pops. And next thing you know, they're walking up the driveway, and Dean's friend Sam was like, "Mr. Steve, Mr. Steve," and Ruby's crying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, no, she fell. What happened? No, she was crying because her ice pop was melting all over her white dress, all over her new white shoes, and it was in her hair. It was, like, on the part of her face where, like, behind her ear. I'm like, what happened? You were
gone.
She's
such a girl. I love the fact that she's, like, just 2 years old and, like, is upset about being dirty.
Yes, she does not like it. She's going, yucky, sticky, yucky. So Amanda had gone out to get her nails done. She didn't come home from work right away is what it was. On Monday, she stopped and got her nails done. So she comes home, and I have Ruby in the tub, and she's like, oh, great. Way to start the whole night process, babe. That's really, really good. And I go, yeah, you know, I just figured I'd throw her in. And then with that, she walks into the bedroom and sees the sticky clothes and stuff on the floor, which I hadn't had a chance to clean off yet. But it was like a new dress and new shoes, and it was a total dad fail moment. And all she did was spend an extra 45 minutes after work to go get her nails done, you know? but like, I remember my dad tells a story about how my mom and my aunt went out, and my dad was in charge of my two older brothers before I was even born. And he fell asleep, and when he woke up, they had taken all the baby powder and toilet paper from the bathroom and made a trail down the hallway with the toilet paper, and then they put the powder all over the toilet paper.
So we wanted to hear from you, 704-570-9595. What happened when you left the kids with dad?
Yeah, pile on dad.
I don't know. Do you guys remember this story? But
hold on, Ren. We're going to play a song, then we'll come back and pick up, okay?
All right. It's all right. A good one. My dad lost my brother.
Oh.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Meaning more on the Ren Morning Show. Legendary Friday free-for-all. Throwbacks all morning long.
All right, Loren, we're talking about when dads were left with the kids alone for just a little while. What happened with your dad?
My dad lost my brother. My mom was going to work, and my dad was working on the car out front. My brother was riding his big wheel around the neighborhood, and dad was supposed to be in charge of watching him. Well, he got into tinkering with the car, and Vinny disappeared. He showed up across almost a three-lane main road at a gas station that I happened to be at. And he walked in with a stranger. And this woman was like, do you know this little boy? And I was like, oh, my God, yeah, that's my brother. This lady proceeded to berate me.
Oh.
Like, it was my fault. And all Vinny wanted to do was get candy. He rode his big wheel out of our neighborhood across a main drag and ended up at a gas station where my dad was supposed to be watching him. I can't even tell you how much trouble my dad was in.
What? So hold on. I have a couple questions. What was your dad doing when he was supposed to be watching Vin?
He was working on a car in the front yard.
And just like took eyes off of him, and the kids move fast. Roy, the one thing you'll find out is kids move fast, man.
Yeah.
And kind of just like you were doing, mainly, like you were tinkering with something in the garage and like took your eyes off of him for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not quick. I probably won't be able to catch my kid. Like, well, there they go. Hope it come back.
There was a full neighborhood watch looking for Vinny when I called my parents.
Luckily, you were at that gas station.
Randomly. I mean, so randomly.
Because I wonder what would have happened if you weren't there.
I guess they would have called the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some woman helped him across the three-way highway.
By the way, if you see somebody who looks like they should be with a parent, don't help them. Don't aid and abet them by getting candy for them. Ask them where their mom and dad are. 704 said my sister wanted to go to Walmart, but her son, who was asleep in the car, sat in the car with my husband. We came out of the Walmart, and apparently the child woke up the minute we got out of the car, and he didn't recognize his uncle and cried pretty much the whole time, like my husband had kidnapped him. That sucks. And then someone else said that they sent a text message of a picture of the baby strapped to dad while he's playing GarageBand.
Yeah, like Guitar Hero?
Yeah. I took my kids to the store with me. He texted me to tell me that the baby wouldn't stop crying. So this was the fix. We played Guitar Hero, and the baby's super happy.
That's funny.
That is funny.
All right, we'll take more of your text messages on how dad failed when he was in charge of watching the kids. And... more throwback music, boy.
More throwback music. So I'm like, and what?
Listen, it's a 3-day weekend, dude. It's all about the music today.
All right. Your favorite throwback hits all morning long, and it's coming up next.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Roy is reading an article in here, and Loren had a really sad answer to it.
So it says right here that you need 8 hugs a day for maintenance, 12 hugs a day for growth. That's according to a family therapist. And then, Loren, you said how many hugs you get a day.
I get none. I know. I try to give Cash as many hugs as possible and kisses during the day because I know that they're so important, but nobody ever hugs me.
When I tell you, when she said that, I wanted to get in my car, say, screw you, COVID. I am hugging Loren.
How many hugs do you get a day? I guess we're just not like a, I don't know. We are with the kids, but.
I get probably 2 to 3, 2 hugs a day.
Wow. You do? That's really good.
Maybe 3 on really good day, but definitely 2 hugs.
I'm with Loren. I mean, I hardly get any. Dean will sometimes come over and hug me. Ruby's at the stage now at 2 where she wants to wrap her arms around me. But my wife and I are like, yeah.
There's never a day that goes by that I don't have a hug.
Really?
Yeah.
See, also, Cash is like, I will hug him, but he will not reciprocate that.
Yeah. He's like, screw you. I want to go play.
Yeah. He's like, get off me, Mom.
Nicole's not in there, but I'd be curious to see what she does in the way of hugs right now. She's probably at 0.
She's single. She hugs strangers.
Well, no, you know what she does, though? She sees friends, but I don't think they're hugging right now because of COVID.
Right.
But she's always out with friends.
Do friend hugs count?
Yeah.
Come on in, Nicole.
Come here. What are you doing? Come on the mic real quick.
How many hugs do you get in a day?
None?
No,
neither.
I'm alone.
Loren doesn't either.
I always at least get 1, maybe 3.
And I live with 5 people.
Wow. What about you, Manny?
The kids, you know, but Amanda and I don't really hug.
You need 8 hugs a day for maintenance and 12 hugs a day for growth, according to a family therapist.
No wonder why we're all depressed.
Yeah, well, you need to hug people, y'all.
Mm.
Apparently I also need a therapist.
I think I hug my fiance when I come home or at some point during when I come home from work.
Yeah, my marriage counselor says it's important for the kids, Loren, to see you and Dallas, me and Amanda, show affection to each other. Like when you come home from work, give hugs, give kisses. She says it's important.
When I was in Raleigh, we had a relationship sex therapist come on and talk, and she said that it is crucial for couples to kiss for 6 seconds, 6 times a day.
On top of the hugs, we're not going to get off of each other.
Great. I love that.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's time to play a game. We're bringing in Marina. Hey, Charlotte, you're on with the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Marina, Loren, and Roy. Every week, every day of the week is like a silly day. It's like National Book Day, National Peanut Butter Day. And I have some trivia and some questions about those days of the week this week.
Okay.
That I'm going to ask you guys. Okay? And the first one that thinks they know can yell out their name, and you'll see if we get a point, okay?
All right.
All right, so we got Roy, Loren, and Marina. Here we go. Question number one, you guys. Sunday will be National Read a Book Day. I'm sorry. Yes, this coming Sunday. What is the best-selling book series of all time? The book series.
Harry Potter. Marina.
Yeah, Marina is right. It's Harry Potter, you guys.
Well, listen. You didn't say book series the first time.
Well, and there's a New Testament and an Old Testament. I like to think of that as a series.
Shush. 500 million books sold. See, I think they give the Bible away, Roy, so it doesn't count.
Someone's buying it.
Okay. September 3rd was National Bowling League Day. National Bowling League Day was September 3rd. What score is considered a perfect score in bowling?
Marina.
Go ahead, Marina.
Is that one? No,
it is not one. Roy,
it's
Loren.
It's a higher number.
How many frames are
there? I'm going to say 300.
I need to hear your name.
Roy.
Yes.
300.
That is correct.
I may have got someone to whisper that into my ear.
Oh, no cheating.
That's not fair.
That's
cheating.
It's 12 strikes in a row give you 300 as a perfect score. Okay. National Macadamia Nut Day is September 4th.
Oh, big holiday.
Macadamia nuts were named for a physician and chemist, John Macadam, who discovered them in Australia. What American state is the number one producing macadamia nut state? You want multiple choice?
Yes. Yeah.
Hawaii, California, Florida, or Alaska?
Oh.
Loren.
Go ahead, Ren.
Hawaii.
You are correct. We are all tied, which is perfect for a game because the next answer wins. And I have one question left.
Okay, good.
All right. Are you ready, contestants?
Yes.
Yeah.
Saturday is National Cheese Pizza Day. What type of animal did mozzarella cheese originally come from?
Roy.
Marina.
Roy got in first.
I am going to say a goat.
Incorrect.
Loren.
Ren.
Marina was next.
Okay, Marina did yell out before you, Loren. Go ahead, Marina.
Is it buffalo?
I'm going to give it to her. It's the Italian water buffalo, but since she was close, I'll give it to her.
Loren, what were you going to say?
Italy. We eat buffalo mozzarella. It's awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Loren, what were you going to say?
I was going to say buffalo.
No, look at you guys. Well, Loren is Italian by, like, what, a quarter we found out from our...
Yeah, she's like 10%.
All right, relax.
By the way, Marina, since you are from Italy, you know it's called mozzarella, right?
Mozzarella. Oh, it depends on the region of Italy. Yes, mozzarella.
Oh, look at her. Yep.
I'm from the northern region.
You tell me there's somebody
from
in...
Southern.
Is there someone that says mozzarella in Italy?
You would ask Elena.
No, it's just based on the pronunciation of it. Some pronounce it without the A at the end, mozzarella, some mozzarella.
Oh.
It depends on the region. Like in southern Italy, we put the A on the end of it.
And I don't mean to be rude, but if you're like Roy and you're going to Macaroni Grill to get your mozzarella, what you call it.
It's Olive Garden, and it's wonderful. Okay?
Marina, congratulations. Thanks for playing with us. Have an awesome, hopefully, three-day weekend for yourself.
Yeah, y'all too. Thank you.
Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Loren, how close is Dallas's, your husband's, taste in music to yours?
I would say pretty close, but he also really enjoys, like, some hardcore rap. And
really?
Yeah, and R&B, like hardcore rap, and then R&B too. But like, we still click on like country and EDM.
Like, I remember back when, you know, in 2015, before kids, and I got to hang out with the club in Dallas and Loren, you know, pre-kids. Yeah, he would be jamming out to Fetty Wap all the way to Oak Room, man.
I like that he also likes R&B, and he's like, there ain't nothing wrong.
Oh, my God, that's his jam.
With a little but of course, we're the same age. But Amanda and I are just like you and Dal. We're 10 years apart of each other, and we don't have a huge similarity in music. And I was just reading this from a website called Best Life, and it says bad taste in music could become a dating deal breaker.
Wow.
There are some relationship deal breakers that are serious and lead to couples calling things off. And then there's other ones, like their taste in music. According to a recent survey done by OnePoll, 2/3 of people say a partner's bad taste in music can be one of those dating deal breakers.
Sterling likes music I don't like, and then I hear it 40 times because of him, and then I like it.
But he
I think as long as you click on some level, so like Dallas and I have two genres that overlap that we can agree on. So when we're in the car together, we just listen to one of those two genres.
I know, but that gets old. I'm the same way. Like Amanda and I love together the 1975, the band, and Michael Jackson. We can agree on those artists. And even like Phil Collins, Groovy Kind of Love was our first dance song. And she's like over Phil Collins' greatest hits.
Hmm.
I mean, I guess you could only hear, you know, wouldn't you agree?
I don't like Phil Collins.
What did you just say?
I'll say it a little louder. I don't like Phil Collins.
How dare you?
There, I said it. Fight me.
Let's go.
But I also love 80s music. You guys know that. No, Sirius XM, 80s on 8.
Oh. 80s is too old. Every time I hear an 8, and even honestly some 90s. Because when back when we had the ability to pick all the songs that we play on Fridays, we don't anymore, by the way. They now hire experts. You would pick on some 90s songs, and I'm like, what is this? It's too old.
You have no idea.
It's too old.
By the way, there's another thing real quick in this article that says a lot of times someone trying to impress a love interest may resort to being dishonest about their taste in music. 3 in 10 of those surveyed admitted that they lied to their partner about their love of a song or an artist just so that they could be on the same page.
I think if people lie about a lot of things in a relationship, your representative is showing up, let's be honest.
That's true.
All right, this is the song that Dal played for Loren when they first met. Sexy and I Know It, the Legendary Friday Free-for-All. Hey.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So did you guys see the news? Where this 11-year-old saved his grandma?
How?
So, they were out for a walk a mile and a half from her house when she started feeling shaky and seeing spots. She knew this was a sign that her blood sugar was getting too low, and PJ, her grandson, recognized it too. So, he sprang into action, ran back to the house. While she stayed trying to steady herself, leaning against a stop sign, PJ ran back, grabbed her Mercedes, and this 11-year-old drove to the stop sign, picked the grandma up, drove her back home to give her peanut butter crackers and some glucose.
Oh, I guess he realized he didn't need to call the ambulance. He knew how to handle it.
Yeah, I guess.
Can you fix your glasses, please? They're hanging off your nose like Chuck Schumer, yeah. And I can't focus. You had them like an old teacher.
I was trying to make you laugh. Off
you
the
did. I was trying to ignore it. Now I can't look at you.
Okay. I like how we're doing a show when there's no one else to see the
for
show.
Each other. Yeah. For each other.
Roy does a sideshow for me, and I love it. But and then does he get in trouble by the authorities? Because technically he's 11, and it's dangerous for him to be on the street.
I don't think so. I mean, the 11-year-old also pulled back into the garage. The kid has some skill.
I guess if you don't get caught doing it.
I mean, it's not like he hit 4 people on the way.
No, I get it. But still, laws are laws.
Yeah, I guess.
I also like that it was a Mercedes.
I know.
Had it been a Ford Taurus, I wonder if maybe...
Yeah, 10-year-old Ford Taurus where the doors don't lock like mine.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been able to get in. It wouldn't have started. Thank God it was a Mercedes. Those things are built like tanks.
So, yeah, the grandma's really excited. Said that he drives like a pro. He's an extra special little boy. You know he plays Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, where did he learn to do that?
I don't know.
Hello.
Oh, is this Grandma? Oh,
yeah. Grandma.
Hi, Grandma. One, how's your blood sugar?
It's much better today, thank you. I've had my tea and a donut.
Oh.
I feel much better.
Okay, that's good. And you want to talk about your grandson?
My grandson, Scott's wonderful.
His name's PJ.
That's what you guys call him. We call him Scott. Oh, it was PJ. That's right. I have several grandkids.
Okay.
I have a question for you, Roy.
Okay.
Have you ever walked a mile and a half from your home?
I have.
Touché. Well, look at you, Usain Bolt. All of a sudden, you're Mr. Olympics, huh?
Well, Grandma, I started going on a diet, and I now walk about 3 miles 3 miles away from home. And
right. Well, now my husband and I have realized something about PJ, our 11-year-old.
What's that?
Well, he can drive us around if we have a few cocktails.
That's right. You have a DD.
We have a designated driver.
And he's then if you get pulled over, just say it's your blood sugar. Evidently, the popo don't mind.
Right. Is this story in Florida by any chance? Because this is the most Florida thing I've ever heard.
Of course it is.
I don't know if it is. No, Georgia.
Oh, Georgia. Hey, can you play Headstrong by Trap, please?
Grandma, you rock out to Trap Headstrong?
Is what he listens to when he plays Grand Theft Auto.
It's a Legendary Friday free-for-all kids.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.